should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Band to hold him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't think he believes it.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez.
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy Penn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage. And when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Just like me, no choice. You do what you're told. That's the top rate. All right, so scheduled on the show today, Steve Zavanu comes back. We're going to talk about the ATH PDG1. We'll give away a set valued at almost $200, $199.95. Copley Gertis will be on to talk about tomorrow's second annual Love McKinley Golf Tournament. And then another quadrum. Tip of the week, or really, tip of the bye week, tip of the every other week. I think he's going to tell me to watch what I eat again?
Well, I mean, watching what you eat, you watch it from plate to mouth.
That's what I watch.
That's about it.
Today's show brought to you by CubeSmart and the Dignitary Card. Dignitary Card got me to go out to Council Oak.
That one.
Had to remember the name of it.
What other places do you use it? Can you use it? It's not, because I know you talk about Council Oak a lot, using it there, but I know that it's a lot more than just one location.
Yeah, I mean, there's a handful of places, and the Dignitary Card are working on more. I know that they just had a sit-down with Lizette at Chef Inspired Popcorn and Square One Burgers, and there's some other restaurants, a cigar company. I looked right past it because I wouldn't know what that means, et cetera, et cetera. So just check them out at dignitarycard.com.
There we go.
All right, as we wait for our first interview with Steve Zavanu, our first chat, really, which should be coming up momentarily, did you see the news coming out of, I guess it's not coming out of Russia, but it's regarding the Fedor fight in Russia.
Against Fabio Maldonado?
Got overturned.
Okay.
And the what Russian group, the Russian...
Athletic Commission?
Whatever those Russian governing people body? Are that Fedor runs, has refused to accept. They said Fedor's victory will stand. And the higher bees, whatever the next organization higher that they're a part of, has... I guess they brought in three judges to re-watch and judge it. And ruled it a draw. Well, come on. Fedor is president of the organization. His right-hand man was the judge. And you think Fedor's going to lose? No.
Well, I mean, it's... Wow. I mean, you talk about how... Yeah,
fixed?
On Wikipedia, how fixed? It says draw right now.
Yeah, how fixed it could be. All right, so we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about what's going along with the craziness. Von Miller, $80 million, hasn't accepted yet. He has till 4 o'clock today. We're going to talk about Dana White. A lot of things to talk about, but gaming is what we're going to talk about today. And on the phone with us, as he is each and every week, from Audio-Technica, Steve Zavanu. Steve, how are you?
I'm good, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. We're going to talk about a product that we've talked about a few times, and all those gaming people say you can't play without the ATH PDG1.
Well, you know, this is part of our premium gaming headset line, and this is a really cool piece because not only does it work as a phenomenal gaming headset with a built-in boom microphone and inline controller for the mic and so on, but you can detach the mic and the cable, plug in the second cable that comes with it, and turn it into a standard listening headset that will allow you to answer phone calls on your smartphone and so on and so forth. So it's a dual-purpose headset.
Now, Steve, let me ask you this. Sorry to interrupt. You would still use that big boom mic so you can walk around and look important?
Oh, no. The boom mic would come off. It detaches, and that cable is replaced with a second cable that has an inline microphone and controller that's designed to work with smartphones. Dual-purpose headset.
I want to walk around with that mic and just look important.
Well, you could do that as well, but, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that we can answer the phone on it, that's for sure. The other thing that I do like is the mute button, because I have a tendency to get really upset when I'm playing games, and this way I can mute, and I'm only yelling and people can't hear what I'm saying.
That's true, and you can also mute the phone if you want to talk, mute the mic if you want to talk to somebody else in the room you're playing in, or do something important like order a pizza.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
That's a little bit more up the right alley.
That's up my avenue. And you can use it with PlayStation, PS4, iPad, like you said, the iPhone, laptops, Xbox. What can't you use this with?
You can use this with everything. If you do use it with the Xbox, you'll need the Xbox One stereo headset adapter, which you can get at the Xbox website. The other cool thing about this headset is it is an open-back headset. And one of the things we've found out with people that wear headphones for an extensive period of time that are closed-back headphones is that they'll get this feeling of this, you know, claustrophobic, closed-in feeling. The open-back headset allows a little bit of the ambience or the environment of the room to be heard as well, which is important because if, you know, someone's hollering for you, it's dinner time, you need to know that. They also... With an open-back headset, they feel less closed in on the player, and they've got a velour padded ear cuff that's extremely comfortable because I know some of these guys play for a long, long time.
You know, and I was just going to bring that up, Steve. I remember having Jens Pulver on a regular basis who would play, believe it or not, 2, 3, 4 days in a row. He wouldn't leave the computer. He wouldn't leave playing. You want to be comfortable if you're going to wear a headset for that long.
Exactly. And not only do these have the velour padded earpieces, they also have a velour padded headband, which makes these a really, really comfortable headset. And with their large 40-millimeter drivers, they're designed to fit over your ears and be comfortable as well as sound phenomenal.
Awesome. We're going to give away a pair as we do at 11:59:59. You can start registering right now in the subject line. Put Audio Technica, or you can just put the ATH PDG1. Steve, where can people get more information if they're not that one person, that one lucky person that's going to win a pair?
Well, you can always find out more about this product on our website at www.audio-technica.com. It's under products, headphones, gaming headsets.
And we need to touch base next week because I know we talked about doing this a few years ago. It appears that I'm headed back up to Canton for the Hall of Fame induction. So maybe we can do this live in person.
Oh, we got to do it live in person from Audio Technica. That would be awesome.
We will talk about it. So I'll touch base with you on Monday or Tuesday.
All right. Take care.
All right, Steve. Have a great
weekend.
You as well. That is Steve Savanu, everybody. You have until 11:59:59 to register for the ATH PDG1 for all your gaming needs. Are you still playing a lot of that the stuff online, the game stuff?
Yes, absolutely. All the time.
So, again, how important
probably too much.
Is that quality headset?
No, that is very true.
All right. Tons of pet peeves that I want to get to, and we're going to get to one right now. We talked about it Wednesday on Knockout Radio. I tend to talk about this quite often. We're both veterans. We're both patriots. And I have had it up to here with a lot of things today, but people using the flag as a prop.
Yeah, I followed your social media posts, and especially when you talked about it on Wednesday night, and you said that somebody wiped their nose.
Yeah.
That still just flabbergasts me. I cannot in any way, shape, or form comprehend somebody doing that. They made the conscious decision to have the flag there, and then they made the conscious decision to wipe their nose with it.
And here's the thing for people that call me a hypocrite, which I'm not going to disagree with. You know, we've discussed, you know, that I'm a hypocrite on numerous things. Take steroids in every sport but MMA. You know, that's being a hypocrite. It is what it is. This particular time that it was done at International Fight Week, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was a foreign fighter. So it's not the American flag that he used as a snot rag.
Right.
It's his flag. Just as bad as what happened at the All-Star game on Tuesday when that schmuck changed the Canadian national anthem.
And I've heard you talk about it. How did they change it? What exactly did they do to change
it? He took a right turn. It was four guys.
Okay.
And the guy all the way to the one side, whatever, if you're looking at it to the left, just went freebase or freelance or whatever. I'm sure you can get it on YouTube. And he went into changing the words of O Canada to talk about we're all brothers and sisters. And if I was a Canadian, I would beat his ass.
I'd be furious.
I'm upset. Furious. And then that national anthem means nothing to me.
Yeah.
It's just so disrespectful. Using it as a snot rag. You know, we were at an event in Tampa, and the guy rolled it in a ball and put it in the spit bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought I was going to kill somebody.
I thought you were going to have an aneurysm, and then I thought that you were going to go to jail.
I did go after the guy. I went after the guy.
But there were words exchanged, and it was definitely addressed.
I don't get it. And
it's happening a lot recently.
Well, and everybody uses it as a cape.
Yeah.
You know, every fighter now walks in and, you know, with the cape. You know, and I'm not 100% sure about that. You know, people have asked me what are my thoughts on that. Mm-hmm. And you know, I flip-flop. You know, I don't like it, but you have to do what you have to do to prove whatever you have to prove. But when I saw it the other day, they first took it, and it was a female fighter on the Ultimate Fighter finale. And she had the flag.
Suarez?
And I
think so.
I think so, but I don't know. So she hands it to somebody, and he starts to fold it as best as he can and then sticks it under his armpit as he walked out with the rest of his crap. I think there should be fines. I think there should be something. How about an athletic commission step up and do something important?
It's better than the alternative. Throwing it in the spit bucket or crumpling it up and dragging it or something along those lines.
So running a red light and getting in a car accident and not hurting anybody is better than running a red light and getting in a car accident and killing somebody.
That's true.
It's true.
It's true.
But it's still having a car accident. It's still.
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying. And I know you always try to talk me off the ledge. Today's not the day. I'm jumping today because I have a list.
Bye, Felicia.
A list of things to talk about. When we come back, we're going to talk about something else that happened All-Star Week, weekday. I want to say weekend, but it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Bait and switch. Not only did it happen to me last night, which set me off, but it happened Home Run Derby. So we're going to talk about that. We'll talk a little charity and charity golf when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by CubeSmart and the brand new Dignitary Cup.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park, is located in the Old Kinetic location and has some awesome things in the works. Self-defense classes, group fitness classes, kids' summer classes, and much more. Quadrum Fitness Center offers personal training, boot camps, and kids' watch made affordable with agreements starting from $19.99 a month. Stop in today or call 727-827-7979 for more details.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Retief Goosen from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, so what's the deal with the Miami Marlins? Have you heard about this?
Sean brought this up yesterday, saying that they had said they would take off 1% for each home run Giancarlo Stanton hit at the Home Run Derby. He goes, hits 61. So they were supposed to take off 61%. Now, what was it off of? It was supposed to be off of tickets?
Off of the ticket price.
Okay. For the next game? Or
for games. I don't think it's just for one game. I think it was for X amount of games.
And then they reneged on that deal.
And said something about that it would only be 25%.
Now, Sean said that per MLB rules, they were capped at 25%.
Shouldn't that be in the stipulation? We are going to give a discount for every home run that our Marlin hits in the Home Run Derby up to 25.
I agree. It should. But the bottom line is MLB rules trump anything that the Marlins could.
Who did the promotion? Did MLB do the promotion, or did the Miami Marlins do the promotion?
Marlins did the promotion, but they are still pursuant to MLB rules.
I understand that.
Answer those.
But if the Miami Marlins did the promotion, then they should be held responsible. And it wouldn't surprise me if somebody files a class action suit.
I'd be curious to see what would be the ramifications for the Marlins if they did try to do 61% and MLB had to punish the Marlins. I mean, what's the, you want to take the lesser of the two evils in that situation?
Who do you piss off? Do you believe, as the front office staff of the Miami Marlins, that they know this?
You would hope they would. Considering they're the ones making those deals. But, I mean,
so I'm saying they should be held accountable.
So how, in what way would they be held accountable then?
They needed to do it at 61%. And if they can't, then they're going to have to come up with a system to pay the difference between the 25 and the 61. Buy the ticket at whatever, and now you get X amount, that percentage back in, which I would still be upset about, but at food, in parking, in Marlin dollars. You know, I'm just saying it's something that you can use those dollars.
Memorabilia
in the store, in whatever. It's just you got to be careful when you do these things. And for them to put it out, and this is the thing that kind of set me off last night and then again all day today, is somebody put something out on the internet, and I need to stay off it. I know everybody tells me stay off the internet, stay off Facebook, stay off talking to people. So they put this thing up about how they were giving these things away for free, and then when you click it, they wanted $35.
So it was a lie.
So it was a bait and switch, which is similar to what this is down with the Marlins. It's whether you're going to blame the Marlins or whether you're going to blame Major League Baseball. Somewhere there's a bait and switch to go from 61% off to 25. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
We'll talk more about that. Our Quadrum tip of the week coming up after our next break. But right now, let's walk into the program The head honcho of tomorrow's tournament, it is the second annual Love McKinley Golf Tournament. It's out in Bardmore. And to get a little more information and to talk about the event and the charity itself is Copley Gertis. Copley, how are you?
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for your time. Let's talk a little bit about the event tomorrow. It's out at Bardmore. It's a 1 o'clock shotgun. But talk about the Love McKinley Golf Tournament and what it's raising money for.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to. Last year, a very close friend of mine, Casey Moore, who was a St. Pete Catholic graduate, went to Stanford, played Stanford football, actually played with the Carolina Panthers and some other teams in the NFL for a couple of years. His two-year-old daughter was diagnosed with leukemia last year, and so that obviously hit home. And so we were trying to find a way. My girlfriend at the time, now my wife, and I were trying to find a way to help support them, and we thought the fastest way to do it, that we could get the most people together and have a little bit of fun while trying to raise some money, was a golf tournament. So in 6 weeks, we put together a golf tournament. We had 164 golfers. Bardmore was a little upset with me because I overmaxed the course, but Daryl over there is a real good dude, and he put up with it. And Lord willing, opened up the skies. That was during the 21 days of rain last year, and he gave us 4 hours of sunshine to play some golf, and we raised $23,000 last year. And I turned to Cecily, and I said, do you want to keep doing this? And she said, yeah, I think we should. You know, we can make a mark. And so we registered to be a 501c3, did all the paperwork, and now we're going to make it an annual thing. And we've joined up with Johns Hopkins All Children's, and we're going to try to help support them and their cancer efforts with pediatric cancer. And we're just trying to help as much as we can. And this tournament is our way of doing it.
And before I ask you how people can help, we're only a little over 24 hours away. So it may not be enough time, or you may be sold out. But before we get into that, for anybody that's ever played against my foursome over the past 15, 20 years, it's the same Daryl. So anybody that recognizes that name, that's the Daryl that used to play with us all the time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. How can people get involved? How can they help, you know, this close to the event, or is it time to start organizing for next year?
No, there's two ways for sure that people can help. We're opening Bardmore up to anybody that would like to come for the dinner and silent auction and auction. So that'll start probably right around 5:30 to 6. And anybody's welcome to do that. We'd love people to see and meet McKinley, see what the cause is for. I think All Children's is going to have some people out there, and I think it's a great opportunity to connect on that kind of level. So anybody is welcome from that standpoint for sure. And then the other thing, very honestly, if anybody's listening, we actually had a couple of people back out for live auction items for some opportunities for getaways. You know, we had like a 5-night stay in Georgia and where was the other one? Anna Maria Island, I think, actually have to pull back because of some construction. We just kind of got unlucky. So if anybody listening has an opportunity for that they'd be willing to donate a getaway like that, we'd certainly love that opportunity. But otherwise, you know, we'll take the prayers and thoughts and, you know, keep in touch for next year. This year we went to 220 golfers. We're actually playing on both Bardmore and Bayou. So we're going to continue to grow, and we're going to try to make this really one of the standout events in Pinellas County, especially with the team up with All Children's and my company, Northwestern Mutual.
That is definitely unbelievable. Very happy about that. And what I'm going to say to you certainly isn't a getaway, a trip. I wouldn't even compare it to a trip to Tampa, but we're going to donate, if you'd like to take it and auction it off, somebody that can come into the studio, they can co-host the radio show, or they can co-host the player show that we do during the NFL season.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you. I think that's fantastic. I might have to bid on that.
It's a lot of fun. If you wait till the football season, you can come in, you sit in with the player, and you or whoever's going to be the winning bidder, and we'll have a great time. It's every Monday night during the season.
Oh, that's fantastic. I really appreciate that. That's an awesome get for anybody, for sure.
That's our pleasure. How can people get more information? How can they get registered? How can they help you guys out?
Great. So right now, because we're so new, we're in the process of creating a website. That'll hopefully be up within the next 30 days. But right now, you can go on Facebook, and if you just search Love McKinley, McKinley, the whole our page will show up, and any information for the golf tournament will be on there. And then also, anybody's welcome to contact me. And my contact number is 803-1180. That's 803-1180. And I'm happy to talk to anybody if they'd like to get involved.
There you go. Thank you very much for your time. Hopefully it's great weather tomorrow. We're looking forward to coming out and being involved.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Copley, we appreciate that. Right. Once again, you can get in touch with him at 803-1180. So if we auction off enough of those, everybody will be able to co-host, and I won't have to do anything.
I was going
to
say, yeah, just
it's
sort
a win-win.
It's a community show at that point.
It's absolutely a win-win. All right, so UFC 200, was that last week?
That was the last Saturday.
Before. The Saturday, was it Saturday just a couple
yeah.
days ago?
Yeah, because we had UFC Fight Night on Wednesday.
Time flies.
So we had the four events that were just in that 5-6 day period or something.
Championships yeah. Changed hands. Eddie Alvarez,
yeah.
One of the only two MMA shirts I've ever purchased, the Philadelphia Fight Factory.
That fight didn't get very much play, at least from what I have heard since then. Everybody's still talking about UFC 200. Nobody really talked about Eddie Alvarez coming over to the UFC. He has some opportunities, yeah. and it didn't work out right away, but he worked his way up. And all of a sudden, very quickly, he's now a champion.
I sat in the MGM sportsbook, and as you and everybody that's ever listened to this show knows, I don't gamble.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have money to gamble, and if I'm going to gamble with money, it's going to be at the buffet. And I sat there, and I'm like, what would I bet if I was to bet? And I said, you know what? There's two fights I believe are going to happen. It's not like I'm going out on a whim, and both were underdogs. I took Derek Lewis over Roy Nelson, and I took Eddie Alvarez to become the new champion.
2-for-2.
And one was like 3-to-1, and one was like 4-to-1, I think. So if I would have parlayed it and all that mess together,
right? Yeah.
Granted, the $20 I would have put on, you know, gamblers put 100. Gamblers put 1,000. The $20 I put on, I probably wouldn't have made that much money, but both being the underdogs, it definitely would have been the way to go for sure. Before we go to the next break, trades. I know the Red Sox just made one. Your thoughts on the Rays, and will Longo be here much longer?
That's a big question. We'll talk about it at the end of this break. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill. Grill. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park, is located in the old Kinetic location and has some awesome things in the works. Self-defense classes, group fitness classes, kids' summer classes, and much more. Quadrum Fitness Center offers personal training, boot camps, and kids' watch made affordable with agreements starting from $19.99 a month. Stop in today or call 727-827-7979 for more details.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jack Del Rio from the Jacksonville Jaguars, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Not the biggest baseball fan in the world. Everybody knows it. We've got a baseball trip coming up next month, and we'll get to that as we get closer. But I thought it was important for me to go see David Ortiz one more time.
Yeah.
Which I did last time they were here.
It's a big deal.
Is he one of those guys? I mean, for you youngins?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's been such a pivotal part of baseball in the last decade. A little bit, he's been playing for longer than that, but really has been big the last decade. And can you believe that the comeback for the Red Sox to win the World Series, that was 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Big part of that. Mr. Clutch was dubbed Mr. Clutch. One of the most clutch hitters in all of baseball. And, yeah, he's been a huge part of that. And everybody has felt not only the generosity that he has shown off the field. I mean, at some point in time, you have heard about what he has done for kids of all ages, families. Obviously, was the one who addressed the stadium. He addressed Fenway Park after the Boston bombing, after the Boston Marathon bombing. So huge part of the community, not only up there in Boston and Massachusetts, but the baseball world. So it's nice to tip your cap one last hurrah and send him off.
I know there's been talk about changing the shift where you're not allowed to, you know, move your
which
third baseman,
and,
you know, which is a joke. But I want them to do that at the end of the year. I'm a hypocrite. I'm against
now,
it.
Now why?
I'm against
You're against it, but why do you want them to do it?
Because it would be called the David Ortiz rule or the Poppy rule or whatever. And so his name would then be attached to that forever until a smarter commissioner comes and gets rid of it. But at least David Ortiz would get his name out there a little bit.
I mean, he would get his name out. His name is pretty out there already.
Yeah, but, well, his name is out there, but 10 years from now, will his name still be there? And the reason I'm saying that is I spoke to Wes Sims earlier today, and he goes, I want to know what you said that you put out on Facebook that you were going to upset people. I go, that's shocking. Like, that should narrow it down.
Which one?
You know, it was about the Kevin Randleman and Mark, Coleman pushing to get Kevin Randleman into the Hall of Fame. And I said, well, hear me out before you come in and beat me up. Kevin Randleman probably is a Hall of Famer. Kevin Randleman probably deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't want Kevin Randleman in the Hall of Fame because he just passed away.
Right.
And his comment was, the reason that it's important to do that right away is because then if you don't, his name kind of just drifts away.
Okay.
And, you know, so that's the David Ortiz thing that I was kind of thinking about. I don't want anybody to ever go in the Hall of Fame because of that. But that's why he said it's important to do it now.
So
instead of 2, 3, 4 years down the road.
Especially with somebody who was a pivotal part of the sport so early on.
Right.
A lot of people nowadays probably don't know how much of an impact Kevin Randleman has had.
What do you mean? A lot of people nowadays don't even know who Kevin Randleman is.
Fair point.
And speaking of Hall of Fame, once again, I'm planning on headed up to Canton. Tony Dungy. I can argue that one. Mm-hmm. Brett Favre, no argument there.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty
so
much.
So we'll be doing some live stuff, I believe, from Canton, so looking forward to that. Maybe go run over to Audio Technica and do something from there as well.
That'd be
so
cool.
Yeah, you know, so it definitely could be, should be, will be a lot of fun. I went the first time when Warren Sapp went in, and we'll see how it plays out.
Very awesome.
But that's my thought, you know, on the switcheroo, you know, thing.
Make sure
against
the
it.
Parking situation is good to go first.
Well, my parking's fine. It's Grossman's that I'm worried about. You know, all right. So without further ado, this is your love.
Yes.
I'm getting into it.
It's a process.
You know, the difference is we both do it. You love it. I'm learning to go. So this week's tip of the week, the Quandrum tip of the week, our guy. What's up, Jeff? No, it's not Jeff. Is this... Hello? Kevin?
It's nobody.
It's nobody.
Nobody.
All right, I'm going to give the tip of the week. Get your butt in the gym. Get your butt to Quandrum.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people think that it has to be an all-or-nothing type deal. And just getting into the gym, it's we just talked about it. It's a process. It's not something that if you're not used to, and this is anything, this isn't just going to the gym, but specifically for this, it is a process. Make a little bit of progress every single day. It's not going to be such a large change to your lifestyle then. You're going to put your shoes by your front door. Okay, now you're going to go put them on. Now you're going to go put them on and walk out the door. Then you're going to go to the gym, do 10 minutes of cardio. As you continue to do the little steps, you're going to be unlearning bad habits. You're going to be establishing good habits. You get to the gym. All of a sudden, now you're going 3, 4, 5 times a week, and you've made it part of your schedule. So it's not such a big hamper.
How many days or weeks, or in my case, months, can I put the shoes at the door? How many days, weeks, or months can I just stay on step one? No, there was something before step one. The shoes at the door, I think you said, was two. So what was first?
No, I thought that was first.
Okay. All right.
Then I'm... Okay, buy shoes. Step one, buy shoes. There you go. Have gym clothes, something that...
You want to know what I work out in, what shoes I work out in?
Let's see.
The deck shoes.
The what shoes?
Those deck shoes that I wear.
Deck shoes.
Yeah, the they're like boat shoes.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That's what I work out in.
Gotcha. Hey, it doesn't matter.
It's a start.
It does not matter. As long as you're in the gym, that means you're not sitting on the couch. As long as you're staying active, that means you're not putting food in your mouth at that time. Now, granted, food is very important. Jeff said last time we had him on, you can't out-train a bad diet, but you definitely need to be able to fuel your body the way you need to be. It's all about balance.
Back to one of our loves, if not, we'll just say one of our loves, MMA, UFC Wednesday night in South Dakota.
Yes.
Our buddy Alex Nicholson won, but did you see the main event? Holy cannoli.
That wasn't... Who was that?
It was Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald and Lineker. Yeah.
Lineker looks like he's about 3.5 feet tall. He does. I'll bet you that guy can't be more than 5'2". And I would say Michael McDonald probably looked about 5'6".
Which is kind of significant considering that's a bantamweight fight. So they're fighting at 135. And
Lineker might have been 5 foot. He might have been 4'11".
Let's say he's high fours, low fives. He's in low fives. At 135, he's able to have a lot more muscle on his body because of that. Michael McDonald, if he's taller, he's stretched out more. He can't have as much muscle on him just to make weight. He has to be a lot leaner and be able to... He has more body tissue. He has more bone. He has more organs. He has more body mass to deal with. So even though Lineker might be smaller in stature, he could, I mean, we saw.
It was unbelievable.
A KO in the first round. He packs more power.
I think he knocked him out 3 times. I honestly do. I'm not just saying it. I really believe he did. He got knocked out. He got back up. He got knocked out. He's 5'3". There's no way that dude is 5'3". And if he's 5'3", then Michael McDonald has to be 16 feet tall.
16. Now, okay. There's a lot of talk now between bantamweight and lightweight. I mean, Cruz has made noise about wanting to fight somebody in a different division. I've heard...
That's Dominic Cruz for the people playing at home.
I have heard Demetrius Johnson, and I've heard... did he say Eddie Alvarez?
Probably.
I think it was.
Probably.
So...
Again, are we talking super fight, or are we talking he's going to change weight classes? Because again,
do you want to see him change weight classes?
No.
Is there anybody who's going to beat him at bantamweight?
No.
Is it he's going? It's potentially going to turn into the Demetrius Johnson situation at flyweight. They're going to keep putting people in front of Dominick Cruz.
But why is it his position? Why is it his job to change weight? And that's what I've said all along. Yeah, as a competitor, which
he wants to challenge himself. Yeah.
Okay,
there you go.
And I'm saying, as a competitor, I don't. I'm going to say I'm going to continue to win. I'm going to continue to dominate at the weight that I'm happy with.
Get paid those championship dollars.
I'm ranked number one or number two in the world, pound for pound. Mm-hmm. You find somebody that can beat me. Why do I have to put weight on? Why do I have to get fatter or lose weight, which I don't want to do because that's even harder in the gym? And that's why I'm always so against guys going up, being forced to go up.
Well, I don't think anybody's trying to force him necessarily. I don't think he's the type of guy to cave under pressure.
Yeah, well, he's definitely not that.
And when it comes to the sale of the UFC that happened over the last week, $4 billion, WME, IMG come in. Now they're the ones with the pocketbooks. We have Dana, who's still in the same position, same function, and I guess he's supposed to be there for some time. We have Lorenzo Fertitta, who's going to be out within 2 months. I don't know what sort of position Frank is, if any, at this point in time.
I believe he is staying involved.
He's staying involved at some point. But would WME and IMG be the type of organizations to come down and say, hey, we want you to do this, that, or the other thing because we're trying to promote the UFC in a new way to continue to grow it?
You mean to push him out?
Not to push it out of, not out of the organization. Just push him out of the division. Or just show some sort of influence.
Yeah, I don't think any changes are going to happen for a while.
Okay.
First and foremost.
Which I think is good. I think they should take a second to ease into MMA.
And that's the reason why they're keeping Dana White, who, by the way, will be speaking in Cleveland.
Yeah,
at the Republican National Convention.
Did you ever hear a reason why?
Yeah, because they need some F-bombs dropped.
Okay, well, I guess he's good for that.
And he's the guy to go and do it. He's going to go out there. And I don't know, is that good? Is that bad? Does it matter? Do you care? Is it?
Did you ever think that somebody in the MMA world would be in the spotlight of a political anything?
How long ago? When I first started?
Well, definitely not when you first started. I will say as recently...
Because Jesus and I used to sit and talk about MMA.
Yeah, it was, what, Krav Maga?
Yes. Want to see me crawl around?
I would say as recently as 2010, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
You
2010,
think so? Really?
2010. If you want to go back 2008, 2007, maybe not. It is kind of weird. But then again, why is it any stranger for Dana White to go talk at either one of the conventions?
Yeah.
Than a Tom Brady, then.
Because it's MMA. It's not a quote unquote mainstream sport. That's the whole point of trying to grow the sport and make it to what it is. I think this is great for the sport, regardless of the organization. More people are going to have eyes on.
His name will be up on the thing. It'll say Dana White, UFC president, and all that kind of stuff. Now, definitely some truth to that.
It's almost one of those things, any publicity is good publicity.
Oh, I don't know about that.
In this situation.
In this situation, maybe.
Yes.
But I disagree with any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah,
you know,
it's definitely
bad, if it's something awful, if, you know,
it's a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, it definitely is. All right, three quarters down, one quarter to go. When we come back, more shenanigans, the Rays. We'll talk a little bit. I believe it's the Baltimore Orioles in town, and what's
Correct.
Going on tomorrow? It's, yes, Oriole weekend, but something big's happening down at the Trop tomorrow, and we'll talk about it when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by CubeSmart and the Dignitary Guard.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Emily Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park, is located in the Old Kinetic location and has some awesome things in the works. Self-defense classes, group fitness classes, kids' summer classes, and much more. Quadrum Fitness Center offers personal training, boot camps, and kids' watch made affordable with agreements starting from $19.99 a month. Stop in today or call 727-827-7979 for more details.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Don King, and I'm listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Join me. Don't touch that dial. We got something in store for you.
What are your thoughts when fighters come out to the Rocky music? I know a lot of people hate it.
It's hard to live up to that.
It is.
There's something big that comes with that. Yeah.
It's kind of like when Tom Lawlor came out, and it was in Canada, and he came out to the Real American, you know, which is the Hulk Hogan, you know, music, and then he lost. You can't lose.
There's a lot of pressure that comes.
But yeah, a lot of people have said that about the Rocky music. Obviously, I love that the music, the songs, all that. But you definitely do back yourself into the corner. All right, real quick, the dignitary card, something else that's just recently been added. Jaguar of Tampa.
Jaguar.
How about that?
They sound so classy on their commercials.
Maybe I'll go get me a new ride.
Yeah?
What do you think?
Sure. Yeah, why not? Get a convertible. That way you can let the wind flow through your flowing locks.
I helped purchase 5 cars on Monday.
Five cars. Okay, I know. 5 cars. Okay. Yeah.
Saved over $12,000 by being persistent.
Oh, my God. That was one of the best euphemisms you could have ever used, being persistent. That's true. That's true.
You never buy on the first trip.
No. How many back and forth negotiations? How long
this one, did it take? Honestly, this one was the easiest.
Really?
Because typically it takes a week.
Did you get all 5 from the same place?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. All 5 from the same place.
It's like a wholesale.
Started
deal.
Out at 19.4, I believe.
Okay.
And they were purchased at 16.3. Out the door.
New?
Yeah, brand new.
Oh, my goodness.
2 miles. And some added things in those vehicles that we didn't even want. They're like, take this, please. Get it off our lot.
Okay. Yeah. Why not?
So if you'd ever like to learn how to purchase a new car,
that's what you should do.
Best day, I should.
You should do your own radio commercials. I think you might know some people that can help you out with that. Make your radio commercial and say, do you want to learn how to blah, blah, blah?
Well, do you want to learn how to buy cars at the absolute, you know, lowest? Mm-hmm. Or do I do that for them?
You could also contract yourself out.
Well, because when the person called me on Monday, they said, we know how much you enjoy doing this. I want to buy 5X cars of what it was. Get me the best deal you can.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I went to town.
There you go.
Rumor has it Jeff Gordon might be getting back in a ride.
Rumor has it.
I don't know if you saw that.
I heard some rumblings.
Dale Jr. Did a little crackety crack up. And if he's not ready to go, then Gordon will get back in his ride. Or a ride, not his ride.
Now,
is it like riding a bike? Why is that funny?
Because it's four wheels instead of two.
Okay, is it like riding two bikes at the same time?
I'd say it's a little, both of them are very complicated. Is it as big a deal for somebody to, quote, come out of retirement to get behind the wheel of a NASCAR? Or is it a bigger deal for somebody to not play baseball for a year? Because it's only been, what, 1 year since Gordon retired?
Right.
To come back to a competitive sport like baseball or football, something that's a little bit more...
Which one?
Baseball, it would be easier. Football, I think it would be harder for somebody to come back after 1 year.
I disagree.
Ooh, why? Why?
Because I've heard, I'm not going to say I agree, but I've heard the hardest thing in the world to do is hit that little thing that's coming at about 100 miles an hour.
One of the best quotes I ever heard was from Pete Rose. You have to hit a round ball.
Saw the other day.
Where was he? What was?
Well, what's he do every weekend? He sits in a little booth and signs autographs.
Signs autographs in Vegas. You have to hit a round ball with a round bat, and you have to do it squarely.
Without putting money on it.
No, you can. You just can't get caught.
Okay, without getting caught putting money on it.
There you go.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. You know, he drove for how long?
That's sort of my point. With NASCAR,
it's fairly easy.
It is, as you said, kind of like riding a bike. You just do it.
Bicycle built for four.
Yeah.
Or three. It would be three. Bicycle built for three, because then you'd have four wheels. Or four. Whatever.
You can still have two wheels.
Where's Spieth at?
I know
he was struggling to...
I actually just had it up here. Let's see. Golf cat.
More guys dropped out.
Mickelson is still on top at 10 under. Stinson is at 9 under. What is
this? We should have done a Queer Eye for the Sports Guy. We were supposed to do it Wednesday, and some tragedy came to mix family. So I wanted to do it again today, but again, still too close to the tragedy. Because, I have some issues. So your new women's champion is a lesbian.
Yes. The first openly gay UFC title holder.
And my thing is, I don't care.
Agreed.
You know, it's kind of like the Tony Dungy, Lovie Smith first two black coaches. It's kind of like, you know, I think we're going to continue to have the problems we have if we continue to say the first, the second, the eighth, the 15th.
It's one of those things. I'm on the fence a little bit with it. I think it's good to acknowledge the first one, but after that...
Why? Is it a Martian? Is she a Martian?
When you're talking about rights and respect and acknowledgement, again, I think it's just the first one. Obviously, this is an arguable opinion, but
sure.
I think the first one, yes, you acknowledge it, but after that, one of the things that I have seen multiple times, I saw it for the first time a couple years ago, Morgan Freeman was doing a 60 Minutes interview regarding racism. And he was asked, point blank, how do you stop it? He said, stop talking about it. You stop talking about it. And so, again, for the first one, I think it's okay, again, to acknowledge. But after that first acknowledgement, move on. It's not that odd nowadays.
And maybe we'll get Mick on next week or the week after, you know, as his life slowly comes back to norm.
Mm-hmm.
Again, with me not being in that situation, maybe it's different. The second thing that I discussed with Mick, and I really wanted to talk about it, and this floors me more than any of it, is the LGBTQ. The LGBT is now added a Q.
The Q is already there.
Well, the Q's never been there. I've never heard the Q until last Saturday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It might even have been Friday when one of the UFC representatives, they did a shirt, We Are All Fighters. It was in the rainbow. And he said that money's going to go to the LGBTQ. Only he said what the Q stood for. I was flabbergasted. So I called, and I've been told that that Q word is the N word.
Yes. It so, is very derogatory in nature.
If that Q word is the N word, why is it being used? Why is it being brought into the LGBT, whatever other initials you want to add to it? You know, and some people are saying, well, it also means questionable. Well, which is it?
That was the first, that was what I had always heard LGBTQ as meaning. The Q was always questionable. Somebody who's just not entirely sure. And this, the other definition was added to it, and it makes absolutely no sense. I talked to a mutual friend of ours. He is a gay man, and he thinks that it's, he added an additional definition to the Q word, the derogatory Q word, as a very specific type of individual. And I'm sitting there like, no.
I was baffled.
And it made no sense to me. And again, to include such a derogatory word in that just is...
It floored me. We need to move on. We only have a couple minutes left, but I wanted to get that out. So the Baltimore Orioles are in town. One of the best teams in baseball right now. Tonight they play the Baltimore Orioles. Tomorrow they play the Baltimore Orioles. Sunday they play the Baltimore Orioles. But more important, Brett Michaels sings tomorrow after the game.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
That is a very big deal.
You know,
real quick, sorry to cut you off, but sure. To answer your question earlier, Spieth finished at 4 over on the day.
So does that save him, or is he out?
No, I think he's...
Because he was bubble.
Tomorrow. He should be okay to make the cut, but he'll have to go some tomorrow if he's to land that first claret jug.
You know, the Olympics start, like, in 2 weeks?
I've heard a lot of talk about Olympics, good and bad, but I've never heard a time frame. I know it's about supposed to be around this time, but I've never heard a specific date. When is it?
No idea.
See?
It could be the middle of August for all I know. I would have thought that we'd all know. Now, with the amount of money that whichever TV station is doing it, you know, because I don't know, the amount of money that they pay to have the broadcasting rights, if we have to listen to political ads for 2.5 years leading up to it, why are we not seeing Olympic ads leading all the way up to it? You know what I'm saying?
Fact. That is a
I'm Johnny Hendricks now.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying. It is one of those things, again, it's a you versus us. It's a...
that's why I like
it. It's a huge deal, and it's not like baseball. It's not like MMA nowadays, at least the UFC, where there's so many events, so many games so frequently. This is a once every 4 years thing, just like the political campaigns are. So it should have as much, in my opinion, play, especially on a sports station, that a political campaign should have on a political station. And it's not, and it's a shame. A lot of these individuals, these amateurs, they don't get paid, or they don't get paid very much for doing what they do. This is pure love for not only their sport, for their team, but for their country. And they don't get anywhere near the amount of respect or coverage that they deserve. They very thoroughly deserve.
Well, they do during the Olympics. They
once
may
you
not
get there, but you, if you don't know about it leading up to, you don't know what to expect. You could miss a lot.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOA.
Have a great weekend.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hill.
Trump picks a running mate. Terror in France. I'm Ann Cates. Donald Trump has selected a running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum.
Today, Trump wrote in a Twitter message that he was pleased to announce that Pence was his running mate. He'll hold a news conference here in New York Saturday morning.
Pence has just arrived at Trump Tower. New York says he is very honored to be Trump's running mate. A father and son from Texas are among the 84 people killed when the driver of a truck plowed through crowds celebrating Bastille Day in Nice, France. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the U.S. is ready to help France.
President Obama didn't just offer condolences. He offered significant security cooperation and any assistance that they need to conduct their investigation and to take steps to try to prevent something like this from happening again.
52 people were critically injured during the attack in Nice. The 31-year-old suspect was shot and killed by police. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average off a point, the S&P 500 down 4. I'm Ann Cates. It has taken 13 years, but 28 pages of a congressional report on the 9/11 terrorist attacks are being released. Correspondent Michael Toscano.
The long classified chapter of a government report on 9/11 focuses on the role Saudi Arabian nationals played in helping the hijackers who carried out the devastating terror attacks. Later investigations found no evidence that the Saudi government or senior Saudi